You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the country's most pristine water sources is in line for the highest level of environmental protection to preserve its crystal clear waters. Announced earlier this week by the Minister for the Environment, Nick Smith, the Te Whaikoropupu Springs application for a water conservation order has been accepted. I spoke with the Minister this morning, first asking what the reasons were for the proposal's acceptance.
Well, the Whaikoropupu Springs is New Zealand's largest in the country, quite huge. About 12,000 litres of water a second come out of the ground in a special part of the Golden Bay. But what's even more amazing is that the water is just incredibly clear. Most river water, good clean river water, you could see through for about 10 metres. This water has a clarity of 63 metres, some of the clearest measured anywhere in the world. Now, the Water Conservation Order mechanism is like a sort of national park or reserve of a water body. We have 15 of them around New Zealand, 13 cover rivers, a couple apply to lakes, but we've never applied one to a spring before. It's the highest level of protection that's possible for a water body, and I just think for such a iconic water body, it's entirely appropriate, and that's why I've accepted the application from the local iwi Ngāti Tama.
I also understand that Ngāti Tama raised concerns with the Tasman District Council in March regarding bottling companies. Did this play into your decision at all when granting this proposal?
Not really. The principal issue for me is the legal test of whether the Whaikoropupu Springs is an outstanding water body of national significance. And my answer to that is yes. And then you come down to, well, if you are going to protect it, what are the potential risks to it being there, say, for our grandkids? And there are two issues. One of those is extraction of the water, and the other issue is pollutants, particularly that the springs are fed by an area of farming, principally dairy farming. There is measurement, a very low level of nitrates. But here's the really tricky scientific question. We know that there are these microorganisms that exist deep within the aquifer that are having this amazing effect of making this water so clear. How will they be impacted by the human activity and those nitrates?
Right.
Now, I've appointed a tribunal to consider the detail of the Water Conservation Order, and a really key piece of that will be getting the very best scientific advice about limiting those nutrients, limiting that extraction, to make sure that springs is going to be around forever.
So these will be part of the specific details of the conservation order as reining in the agriculture runoff around the spring then?
Yes, there's a small town of Takaka that also feeds into it, so I don't want to target the farmers alone. But what I want to see in the detail of the water conservation order protecting these Pupu springs is for the limits to be placed on nitrates and other pollutants, the limits to be placed on water takes, simply to ensure that these springs are around. Golden Bay is a pretty iconic environmental area with the Abel Tasman National Park, the Kahurangi National Park, the massive bird sanctuary out at Farewell Spit, and it's a place that's visited by over 90,000 people per year. It's a tourist destination in its own right. Mm. And so all those things, in my view, justify us taking a pretty precautionary view about human activity and ensuring that the springs are protected.
And so who will be involved in this special tribunal in deciding the final outcome of this conservation order?
Well, I'm going to publish the application. It's now available on the Ministry for the Environment's website. The tribunal will then hear submissions, and anybody from all over the country is welcome to submit on the proposal. Then after that, the tribunal will make a recommendation. Those recommendations can be appealed to the Environment Court. When that process is completed, it comes back onto the desk of the Minister for the Environment and a final decision is made. I'm expecting that process to take about a year.
Right. And finally, this application was first proposed 4 years ago. Why has it taken so long for it to be, I guess, taken as seriously as it has been now?
What occurred 4 years ago was that the Minister for the Environment wrote back to Ngāti Tama and said there was insufficient information in the application and that if they wanted to progress it, that they needed to provide that extra information. There has been increased controversy in the Golden Bay about the water body. I met with Ngāti Tama. I encouraged them to pull that information together and provided some assistance to ensure that could occur, and that's what's brought the application onto my desk into a form that I could accept.
Next, I spoke with Green Party water spokesperson, Catherine Delahunty, on the conservation order, asking what the Green Party's reaction was upon hearing of the acceptance.
Well, we're very pleased that Ngāti Tama Ki Waipounamu, who are the local tangata whenua, that they've managed to persuade the minister to proceed with the application. Nick Smith did answer a question of mine in the House about a month ago, saying that he'd received the application and it would be processed. I hope that it proceeds rapidly, because some of these water conservation orders have sat around up to four years, and that is not what we need. We need this to be processed, and hopefully the special tribunal who will be looking into it will actually agree to it so that Waikorepupu Springs can be properly protected.
Because we spoke to Minister Smith just earlier and he said it will take about a year for the proposal to go fully through. Do you think this is still too long?
Well, what it really depends on is what the Tasman District Council do in the meantime, because they're in the middle of drafting a plan that would allow more water uptake from the aquifers and rivers adjacent to the springs that affect the springs. So long as in that year we don't see the District Council allowing more water consents to uptake a water that can impact on the springs and increase nitrates, that would be my concern. Is I know there's paperwork to be done when you're creating a water conservation order, because it's an important and high-level form of protection, but it needs to happen before there's any further degradation, because there are already issues with the springs around and the aquifers that feed it around nitrates.
The local iwi took the council to the High District Court regarding this. Do you feel like this was one of the major factors in why the proposal might have gone through?
I think that Ngāti Tama Ki Waipounamu must be congratulated, because not only did they take the water bottling application to court and won, they also challenged the Tasman District Council and they proposed this water conservation order. So they've been incredibly proactive with the support of the local community, and you know, really the congratulations for the progress on the water conservation order is due to them. It's due to the leadership of the tangata whenua, who I've just been doing a tour around the country, and all over the country this kind of leadership is happening. From with their scarce resources, they're going to court to defend waterways, which benefits all of us, and particularly with a place like Waikorepupu, because it means so much not only to tangata whenua and mana whenua in the area, but also to the whole country. Anyone that's been there knows that if you can't protect Waikorepupu, you can't protect any water.
Do you feel like this is a reactionary proposal rather than something, a proactive action, and
well,
actually protecting our water sources?
Yeah, in terms of government, they didn't initiate this. They haven't done anything to protect waterways. They have, in the budget, given $63 million additional dollars to big irrigation to keep sucking up water from rivers. So they are definitely reacting to the fact that Waikorepupu is incredibly important to so many people and is a very populist and well-known issue. But they are not leading on water quality. They are not fixing the problem, and they are not prepared to when they keep funding big irrigation and coming up with water quality standards that are incomprehensible. We can congratulate the tangata whenua. We can't congratulate the government.
The first application for this Conservation Act was put forth nearly 4 years ago.
Yes.
Why does it seem like this has taken such a long time? Do you think that the government has kind of been dragged by its heels into actually accepting it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of other water conservation orders that have also been around for a long time. The amendment to the Rakaia Conservation Order, which is the Rakaia River, and there's another one, the Narudoro Clive application, and all of them seem to be taking a long time, and it's been very difficult for people to achieve this level of protection for water, because they have to prove so much. There has to be so much evidence, and that can be used as an excuse to slow everything down. And in fact, it's not good. It's not good that people have to go through this enormous data collection and scientific process to prove that water is incredibly important and needs to be protected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.